BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Iranian missiles have hit two towns in southern Israel, injuring at least 90 people. Health officials say more than 60 people were injured when an Iranian missile struck the town of Arad. Hours earlier, a missile struck a building in the southern town of Dimona, not far from a key nuclear research centre, injuring more than 30. Here's our global affairs reporter, Mimi Swaby.
The UN nuclear watchdog issued a call for maximum military restraint after Israel said an Iranian strike had struck Dimona. Iranian state TV said the strike was a response to an earlier Israeli attack on one of the country's own nuclear sites at Natanz. Shortly after, a second Iranian missile got through Israel's Iron Dome, hitting the southern town of Arad. Authorities say there has been extensive damage to buildings, and helicopters have been dispatched to the mass casualty incident.
Saudi Arabia has ordered Iran's military attaché and four other embassy staff to leave the kingdom within 24 hours after declaring them persona non grata. The Saudi foreign ministry said continuing Iranian attacks on the country signified further escalation and would have a profound impact on relations between the Gulf neighbours. The World Health Organization says a strike in a hospital in Sudan's East Darfur state has killed at least 64 people, including 13 children, a doctor and two nurses. Around 90 others were wounded. Here's Yusuf Taha.
Quoting staff and patients, the UN Agency Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the attack on Friday on a Dayan teaching hospital had put it out of action. The paramilitary rapid support force has called the attack a crime against humanity and accused the Sudanese army of launching a drone into the facility. In a statement, the Sudanese Armed Forces General Command has dismissed the allegations, accusing the RSF of carrying out such attacks. Dr. Tedros has called for an end to the three-year-old civil war, which has killed thousands and displaced millions.
Robert Mueller, who led the investigation into whether Russia interfered in the 2016 election, which brought Donald Trump to the presidency, has died. The former FBI director was 81. From Washington, here's Simi Jalawosho.
Robert Mueller was arguably President Trump's number one institutional opponent during his first term. His investigation found that the Russian government interfered in the 2016 US election, but did not establish that the Donald Trump campaign conspired with it. However, he made it clear that this did not exonerate the president. Mr. Trump repeatedly dismissed the inquiry as a witch hunt and has now described the news of Robert Mueller's death as good, posting on Truth Social that he's glad he's dead so he can no longer hurt innocent people.
World News from the BBC. Cuba has suffered its second nationwide power cut in less than a week as the island's energy infrastructure struggles to deal with the fuel blockade imposed by the Trump administration. Warren Bull reports.
Cuba's energy ministry said the power grid had experienced a total collapse and that work had begun to restore supply. Cuba's energy crisis became worse in January when the US imposed a fuel blockade after removing from power a key regional ally, Venezuela's socialist president Nicolas Maduro, who'd provided oil to the communist-run island. The power cut comes as campaigners delivering humanitarian aid have started arriving in the country as part of efforts to mitigate the effects of Washington's blockade. Donald Trump is reported to want the removal of Cuba's president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, as a condition of ending the embargo.
Ukrainian negotiators have held their first day of talks in the US with Donald Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. President Zelensky confirmed the talks but gave no further details. The Swedish pole vault star Armand Duplantis has won a record-equalling fourth world indoor title. Competing in Torun in Poland, he cleared 6 metres 25 to win gold. The crowd were, however, disappointed that he did not try to break his own world record. A week ago, he broke the world record for the 15th time, clearing 6 metres 31 in Uppsala in Sweden. The American basketball player LeBron James has broken the record for most regular season games played in the NBA. The 41-year-old Los Angeles Lakers star has made 1,612 appearances. He's also played 292 playoff games. LeBron James was already the holder of a raft of NBA records, including most points scored. BBC News.